I think it's the only one for simulation, but one of the remixes doesn't count because it's like literally a meme and just put on there for fun. But Fork Funeral got two remixes. One of them is by Mr. Bill, which is super fun because like Virtual Riot and Mr. Bill are like, if you had me count off like people who know the most about sonic engineering and like how to design sounds, it would be like Mr. Bill or Virtual Riot, AU5, Mr. Bill, probably Subtronics. I don't even know who the fifth one would be. That's how like far above these people are from the rest of them, in my head at least. And so hearing like one of these artists have their take on one of the other ones is always super fun. Similarly, Subtronics did a remix of Toho Rhythm and it sounds really sick. Subtronics has got his whole like put the bandpass on one really tiny frequency and then just throw the resonance all the way up so that it you get like basically you just pull a tiny little harmonic out of the sound and it gets this really chirpy kind of bass. It's so good. So honestly, we're gonna jump right into it. I also want to play the simulation just VIP, which is again a variance in production. Virtual Riot did a remix of his own song Simulation, and I think the part that I really dig about this song is how smooth the transitions are from like one part of the song to the next. It's like over 16 measures, like a song, like the sounds just change very subtly over time. And I've been watching a lot of Virtual Riot recently. Actually, he does a lot of like production tutorials or like just messing around and showing off what he's doing. And wow, his brain is just crazy. It's super fun to watch. But like I'm kind of picking up what he's putting down in some of these tracks, like being able to see where the organization is happening, and that's pretty cool. That being said, there is some orchestration in this one that just blows me away. Around I think like 2.5 minutes in, if I remember correctly. So let's get right into it. We'll play Simulation. I don't know if we'll play Toho Rhythm, but we will absolutely be playing the Fork Funeral remix by Mr. Bill, because I think it's hype. Here is Simulation. Oh, actually, now that it's rolled over the hour again, this is still Button Pushers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Here we go. Here is Simulation VIP by Virtual Riot. I also love how he made it like nostalgic chiptune-y to match like his old style in like 2014, 2013 with energy drink and stuff like that. Good stuff. Granted. So close. 220. It's real good. I might bring it back to that 220 part because I did kind of like maybe ruin the vibe coming in being like, I was so close, because I was really impressed with myself for knowing where I was in the song. Because I mean, this has only been out for a couple of weeks. Come on, that's pretty good. Anyway, but it's so interesting. I don't know how to describe some of this sound. Honestly, like even before 220, maybe we'll start it right at 2, but like, it's very like, it's if sound was like a liquid, I guess is how I imagine it. Like, it sounds like he's like putting it in a bottle and just like kind of swirling it around, and it all blends together really well, which is mad impressive, because to get that like liquid slash color based sound, it's all about emphasizing certain harmonics in the chords or the sounds that you're playing, whatever you're playing, just pulling out like a very specific frequency to really like emphasize the tone or like that note playing in the track. It's kind of like forcing a note to come through the track, I guess, if that makes sense, or to come through the sound, or funneling all of it into like just that specific span, I guess. And then like to get the liquidy sound, you very much like automate that, so you move where that what frequency or kind of what harmonic you're letting fit through. And it's so smooth in this track that it's like, his poor computer is definitely running overtime for sure, but like, I don't know, let's see. It literally sounds wet, like and then the trill on these drums is so pretty. I have no idea how he did it. Like, open your eyes. Like, I have theories, but holy cow, it's such a cool noise. Like, I think he's got like multiple envelopes kind of playing at the same time, so you've got like different parts of the sound peaking and kind of stabilizing and then decaying at different points, so you get these like sharp overtones that are like the I don't even want to try and make the noise, but like the kind of chirpy part, and then there's the really like mellow like smooth liquidy part afterwards. I don't know, it's real cool. I dig that. When I first heard it, I went like, I basically dropped my phone. I was so impressed. I thought it sounded super cool. But now that I'm done like simping over Virtual Riot's production techniques again, let's play Fork Funeral. And there's two remixes. There's a Dong Kong remix, which is also really good, but I think heavily takes away from the vibes of the song, or rather is like, it's definitely a remix that Don Kong kind of made his own. This one, I feel like Mr. Bill did a really good job keeping all of the elements of Fork Funeral. Like, it's basically, he only added stuff is what I feel like. Like, the entire original track is there, and he pulled out a little bit of the rhythm section and made it more hype with some more like kind of stadium slash anthem chords and synths, and it sounds real hype. I dig it. So let's get into Fork Funeral with the Mr. Bill remix. Super fun ending on that one. I love that, like, he basically just plays with you know, the speed of the LFO on that synth to give it the rhythm. Like, I think he's just like holding down the note, and then he's modulating how the envelope kind of passes over the sound wave to, wow, let me basically he defines like a little shape, and you can imagine the shape is like a little triangle, and at the peak of the triangle there is like the loudest volume, right? And they're just kind of changing the speed at which we're moving over that triangle. So if it's getting higher, higher, and then it hits the peak, and then it goes lower, lower, that's like a one oscillation, and then a low frequency oscillator is just playing that at a slower speed. It's called low frequency because a high frequency oscillator is like an actual synthesizer, right? Like, if it's a fast enough vibration, you're actually going to start to hear it. But a low frequency oscillator is going to be doing something more like once every beat or once every second, or like these very long times in comparison to like milliseconds. And it's just changing the speed at which we're moving over that to kind of give it that. It's so fun. Super, super fun. And please no one keep that audio clip and like make it a ringtone like my housemate, my former housemate did, which actually kind of sent me. It was real good. Apparently, at one time on the show, I said 10 points to him, baby, and he made that his ringtone whenever I text him, which is great because him, baby, is what I call him because he is a himbo, but he is also a baby. Anyway, there we go. Now that I've fully exposed his pet name, let's see, what else do we got here? Oh, the new Olivia Rodrigo album. I don't know if we're gonna play anything from it, but it's really good. Honestly, we've got time. We're gonna play. No, I'm not gonna play it because we gotta stay on theme, I think. But I would check out Obsessed. I think Obsessed is definitely really fun, super fun energy. And the other track that I really liked from it, I think, was called Strangers. Let me see. It's definitely a lot more sad than that one, but it was very good. She has another one on there, like, I Can't Trust My Guitar or something, too. Oh, I was kind of just saying that earlier, honestly. She was like, if I start writing songs, I'm going to start, like, telling the truth, and that's going to stink because I don't want to do that right now. It's really good vibes, honestly. Definitely liked that album. That's Guts, the deluxe album, which is called Guts Spilled. I dig that a lot. I think that's super fun. Anyway, I want to get to some of the blank tracks that I was talking about, and I also want to play just a random track that I came across like a little bit ago. Like, it's not super related to anything, but I think it's pretty good. But yeah, let's talk about the blank thing. This album, or this EP, really, really good. This has the Heavy Heart on it, which I played, I think, 4 or 5 weeks ago. It's the Grant collab, which was super, super good. And if you've listened to Blank before, you know that he's very good at kind of both the like festival, emotional dance music, kind of swelly, I don't even know how to describe it, but kind of like Grant and like Jaren, and it's very like euphoric, and there's not a lot of like complex like sound design stuff. It's just all like emphasis on making it sound like as beautiful as possible, just this really like hold the chord, make it sound great. And then he also does like this really like gritty digital kind of like electro synthesis stuff. So Blank likes to kind of do, in a lot of his songs, I feel like he does like, oh, I'm gonna lead with something really emotional, it'll have like an emotional drop, and then in the middle it's gonna have this like crazy glitchy what the heck is going on drop, and then it ends with something that's a little bit of like a fusion of the two but leaning more towards emotional. On some of the tracks that I liked off of this, I'm not fully done listening to it yet. I've been a little behind on my crate digging. But it seems like he's staying a little bit more consistent, I would say, like throughout the track, where like this one is like, okay, this one is just all going to be energy. And this one is just all going to be like the more emotional stuff, or at least like the divide happens in very clear sections, right? Like the risers or like the builds might still be very much like piano, and then the drop is really heavy or something. But it's kind of more like each track is a little bit more unified, which definitely makes it a little bit easier to like build playlists or something, or like a set or something, because you know like what each part of the song is going to do. That being said, I was talking about last show, which was 2 weeks ago at this point, whereas sometimes those songs that do have the many different parts are also really good for DJs if they know them, because then you can like, you know, you can pick which part of the song is going to serve you best to transition into the next song. But if you're new to the tracks, like for instance, this one is an EP that came out on March 22nd, which by the way, we'll have some news on that later. Sorry, I totally lost my train of thought. The little bit more of consistency was like, it was interesting to see from Blank at least. So I want to play at least two, we'll probably even play three, but we'll see. I'm going to lead with Turmoil. This released a little bit earlier than the EP dropped, but it's real good. It's Blank and AU5, which is that artist I mentioned before, who's just above and beyond when it comes to synthesis and understanding, you know, signal processing and music in general. And just like, he's been called an alien before because of how like intense he gets into it and how like unique his sound is. This is a sick collab that I think really highlights both of their features and really plays with that element of Blank's like electro side of things. So let's get into it with Turmoil, and we'll maybe play one more from this later. Here it is. That second drop so much. The like triplet bass scheme or whatever the heck is going on there sounds so good. I dig it. Let's see. Him Baby has just joined the chat, honestly. We're gonna get a vote in. We'll see what Him Baby wants. Him Baby, do you want a little bit of a festival-y slash like emotional track, or should we do another like crazy style? Because there's another one that's like a little bit more like rocky. When do they get in the archive? Like now, I think the old one should be there like now, like last show, and then this one will be in there. It might wait until I'm done with the whole show, because I did log it as a 2-hour show, so I don't know if you can go back. You're just gonna have to join in where we are. Do it take time to upload, or can I just run it back? Yeah, I think it take time to upload. Sorry, I hate to break it to you. Okay, we're just gonna play the festival one. I think it captures the other side of Blank. That's very, very good. So this is Crashing Hard with Casey Cook. She kills it. Her vocals are great on this track, and it's real cute and pretty. play it. Let's go. So pretty. I love it. Yeah, that was Crashing Hard by Blank and Casey Cook. Again, that's off of the Emergence EP that just came out, I think, this week, honestly. And it's real good. I definitely recommend checking out the other stuff if you like it. Okay, we're going to do a brief aside because it was a very important day while I was gone. It was March 22nd, which is the birthday of many of my friends. Happy birthday, Issa. Happy birthday, Sylvia. Yeah, whatever. Moving on to the main event. Happy birthday, Dalton. The big 21. Dalton is my brother, my biggest supporter, my best friend. He's a really cool guy, and he's been very patient with me as a brother. I tend to have this... I think I'm hopefully getting better at it, but it takes time. I have an evaporation tendency to just kind of fade off the map for a little bit, especially for people back home, because it's just like so far from like what I'm doing now. And he's always very patient with me, and it doesn't really matter how long it takes me to reply or when I'm available. He just like makes a slight joke and is like, you know what, it's whatever. you're here now. Let's play games, or let's talk, or let's do whatever. And he's a cool guy. So this goes to Dalton. I told him about it over call yesterday that I was going to play a song for him. And if he didn't give me one, I was going to play this one. So here is, oh no, I'm not going to be able to find it. I found it. Congregation of the Ballers from Monster Hunter mixed with Space Jam, a mashup that he showed me a while ago, and I still think it goes absolutely crazy. So let's see here. Is there going to be an ad? I'm totally ripping this right off of YouTube as we speak. I'm not even going to be able to log it in Spinatron because, like, it's not a real song. I'll log both of Congregation and Space Jam. Let's do that. So here is Congregation of the Ballers. From Dalton's favorite game, Monster Hunter, I think his favorite game, Monster Hunter, and Space Jam, which should be his favorite movie. No, absolutely not. Anyway, happy birthday, bro. This one goes out to you. Love you long time.
Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got the real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Get your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam.
Oh yeah, it goes crazy. There's something about like orchestra slash like symphony music with like trap drums in the background. It's just so good. I love it so much. And if you like that style, that is that dude's whole niche. If you look up, I think it's Athletic Seafood online, he just makes Monster Hunter tracks with the Space Jam track put over it. He's got like at least 5 of them, I think, at this point. They're all heaters. I dig it. It's such a fun vibe. So anyway, that one goes to you, Dalton. Thanks for being an amazing brother. I love playing games with you, just hanging with you, getting your perspective on things and hearing what you're up to. So take care. And glad to hear that your 21st was a good one too. He had a very fun day kind of like doing all the stuff that he likes, which was nice to hear over the call. Yeah. Let's see. Okay. I want to play the new boss fight track, which is gonna be a little bit of a vibe switch again. I probably should have played this right after Blank slash Virtual Riot, but whatever. It goes super heavy, and his second drop, Boss Fight has been doing this thing where, like, in his second drops, he makes it more of, like, a slower, like, almost like halftime tempo, or not halftime, but, like, a mid-tempo kind of speed, but still, like, dubstep intensity and drums and stuff, and it's a heater. I like this one a lot, and that second drop is real gross. I dig it. Definitely recommend if you have the energy for it, swaying your whole head back and forth like crazy to this one, because it is very fun. And then we'll mellow out towards the end here. But this is Decimate by Boss Fight, dropped yesterday, I think. Let's hit it. Oh yeah, that was Decimate by Boss Fight. My housemate hit me up and said, this one makes me sound like I'm blowing stuff up, or makes me feel like I'm blowing stuff up. And this ain't no game, man. I'm here to drop bombs. That's one of the vocals in the track. I'm so funny. Boss Fight, crazy. I love watching how far he's come, honestly, because like I remember, I think it was like 2018. In my head, everything happened in 2018, I guess. But he dropped a song called Work, and it was like him kind of switching his style up. He used to write like a lot of like chiptune-y stuff and like stuff that you would see on like a free level on like Geometry Dash or something, and not like a free level, but like a community made level kind of thing. And then he just, like, went completely left, I guess, and went super, like, dubstep-y. And he's been killing it ever since. So really cool to hear that. And I love that second drop so much when it starts to slow down and you get the just like really hard hitting snare on every third. It's like, oh, it's good, man. I broke my neck in the studio just now. Okay. Now that we've done that, let's see. We've got 20-ish minutes left. We can maybe slow it a little bit. I want to play this track. I wanted to play this one just because I it came up a bit ago and I was like, I like it. And I also, I wanted to make a joke about this track online, but I didn't get to make it. And now I'm going to make it in the ether where, like, no one can hear me and laugh to myself because that makes me happy. So this is a collab by Slippy and Darby called Take Two. And if you know either of these artists, Slippy used to go by a name called Slips and Slurs, and that was when he was a lot more focused on, like, the percussive elements in his song, I feel like. It was a little bit more trappy, and now he's a lot more focused on the synths and, like, the sound design. So he kind of revitalized his project with his first release, Promise Me, under the name Slippy, which is a killer track. Go check that one out immediately if you haven't. And then Darby is makes a lot of electronic music, and then a lot of it is like simpy. Like, I'll just read some of his titles: is Crush, Everything, Cycles, Worlds Away, Baby You Okay. That's a remix of a San Holo song. Thinking About You, Hear Your Voice, all that stuff, right? Like, real cute stuff. So I wanted to make, oh, Reminisce too. That's a really good one with Juku. But this one is called Take Two, and it's not, it's like either, it's really weird, honestly. It's like a very different style for both of the artists. But I wanted to make a joke saying that for the collab name, they should open a new project called Simps and Slurs. Pretty good, huh? Because, like, Darby's like a simp, and he used to be called Slips and Slurs, and now he's just Slip. Anyway, here's Take Two, Slippy and Darby. Let's go.
jackpot.
Oh yeah, I love the like really really harsh bass on that first drop. The dong 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 sounds so sick. I dig it. That was take two by Slippy and Darby. Or again, since it was such a banger, they could call it Simpson Slurs, you know, because that's their. Okay, anyway, you heard the joke the first time. It's great. It's whatever. Speaking of jokes, as I pick up this POV, I was going to say, I'm so terminally online, oh my goodness, the PSA book, I'm thinking of Edward, who used to compile these, and he sent me an email when I said that I was taking this slot, that I was like, yo, I'm like super stoked for a 2-hour show, because like that'll give me more to listen to for like workout and stuff. And he included this picture that is, like, really funny to me, of, like, a person who's holding up a sign that's, like, extremely, like, if you're listening to this kind of music, you're going to hell kind of thing, you know? But all the things on it are, like, 2 or 3 word catchphrases or, like, mottos that are, like, you know, like, drugs are bad and, like, naked ladies and stuff like that and, like, the caption is just like, this looks like the sickest festival ever. I would never miss it for the world. It goes really crazy. So thank you for that one, Edward. I definitely actually like fully laughed in my room when I saw it. Okay, let's talk about high school dropout prevention, Boost. For many high school students, sometimes the difference between dropping out and graduating can be a boost from someone in their life who can help them see just what they have the potential to become. Visit boostup.org to find out how you can help a student in your life finish high school, because high school is hard, but graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council. So there you go. If you know any struggling high school students, boost them or something. As we talk about struggling students, graduation's coming up. Maybe we'll have like a little what comes next episode at some point, because it's a very chaotic time. So hope all the students out there are feeling like okay, feeling comfortable with themselves, hopefully. And like, if you aren't, it's try to feel comfortable with the discomfort, if that makes sense. Like, it's an extremely tumultuous time these next couple of months. You're going to be going through it, like trying to figure out, you know, where's this new place you're potentially moving to, this new job you're getting, or maybe you're going back home or whatever. Like, everything's changing again, and give yourself time, give yourself space. It's all okay. It's okay to feel frustrated or lost or whatever, but be prepared for that. It's coming up. Anyway, now that we're done getting all sappy and stuff, I want to play the new Porter song before we run out of time. It is called Cheerleader. It is super, super good. I haven't really read into what he has said about the song yet, about like what he, like who he's directing it toward or whatever. But, it's definitely like a song about this kind of like, acceptance slash longing slash like, this all sucks and I don't understand it. And it has like this undertone of like a very strong love, I think. And it's I want to say that it's probably directed towards Rika, who is his girlfriend, who definitely like helped him push out of his his depression after his first album and push toward his second album. She encouraged him to include some of the most popular parts of his album, including the end of Wind tempos. He wrote the song Blossom about her, and she very much was kind of just like, give yourself space and time to grow into what you want to be. And so there's some lines in this track about like, love the type that makes you want to dedicate your life. And I personally think that line is super powerful, because I don't think that Porter is talking about dedicating his life to the person. I think he's talking about dedicating his life to anything and to sticking around and to being there. And it's a really powerful song. I like it a lot. And aside from that, it's a great groove. The music video is super fun, super weird and zany. It even has like a fun like 3D rendered part in it. And the synth is beautiful. Producers are eating this track up all over the place. People love to do their covers, their remixes and stuff already. Very excited to see where this album is headed. But for now, this is Cheerleader by Porter Robinson.
Yeah.
so good. So good. And on that note, my computer has fully dropped access to internet. But one thing that I wanted to talk about that song as well, that I kind of noticed about this time, is that the line that he mentions about, like, the kind that makes you want to dedicate your life is right at the end when he says, like, her love is the kind that I needed. I didn't mean to, like, breeze over that so quickly. It's very cute. But the rest of the song, I think, is about, like, his fans. And that kind of blends in with the music video where he's just being swarmed by all these people, because he has gone on record for sure saying, like, after his first album, he felt a ton of pressure to release music again. And Nurture didn't come out for like 7 years after Worlds or something. Like, it was a really long time, and people loved the Worlds album. And I'm sure that he was just getting like tons of just like, I mean, what do you do when you blow up on an album and everyone wants more from you and you don't feel like you're in it yet? You know, like, God, it feels bad letting down one person, right? And here he is dealing with like, wow, all of these people want more of my music. They've hyper-analyzed this album down to the bone, and now they need more from me. And like, he's dealing with that. That's a really difficult kind of place to be in. You can imagine it kind of very similar to like burnout or like a imposter syndrome kind of thing. And then he kind of found someone whose encouragement brought him out of it toward who he knew he was and who he wants to be. And it's fun to see. I think in this track you can see that Porter is excited about making music again that's fun and vibrant and kind of all over. And I'm really excited to see where this goes. So that's Cheerleader. It definitely didn't make me cry while I was in the studio listening to it, nor did I scream it like crazy, because it goes insane. I love it when he goes, "Don't you care? I see you even when you're not there." It's just like his voice is so ripping. I don't know. It's so good. I'm trying to connect back to Wi-Fi, but there is a chance that I won't be able to do this in time. And if I can't, then we will not have an outro song, which stinks, because I had one last one that I wanted to play that's real cute, but I don't know if we're going to get there. Continue. Done. And I'm just going to keep talking about Porter Robinson, I guess. Oh, I think we're in, maybe. I'm going to try and play it. There's a chance that the next DJ will come in, and then we'll do like a fade in or fade out or whatever, but thanks for listening. This has been Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And tonight we'll be taking it out with something a lot more chill. It's just called I Love You by Between Friends. I think this is a really pretty song, and I was reminded of it because my former housemate played it, and he used to play it around the house all the time, so I never really like saved it. But then when I heard it again visiting him, I was like, this is one of the songs that is like, you know, we're all the vibration of love. It's all very cute, talking about the tragic and tender feelings of affection. So here is I Love You.
Can we go now? Weekend, you light my fire like a cigarette. I see your colors, never forget me. We travel while making our own streets. Heart stopping, I feel it even more. How our hands are cold, I shine. Hot walks, quiet talks, swimming pools at night. Our skin is sweet, incomplete, but you know what I like. I love you. Thank you.